Parshas Balak, the Oy of Yisrael, Me'apta, would tell the Hasidim that Balak, Roshei Tevis, Ve'ohavta L'Reicha Kamoicha, and the Chachamim would ask, it's not a Beis, it's not a Kuf, the Lamed is B'Koshi Karet. He said, yeah, the Pshat is, if you want to have Ohavta L'Reicha Kamoicha, don't be so medactic, there has to be a certain rafchus of Ohavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. But we have here a merger between Balak and Bilam. We're going to see who these people are and where do they come from, what their idea is, what their agenda is. I mean, the Pesukim tell us, Bilam ben Ba'ar is a Navi that has a Koyach L'Kalel. Balak ben Sipar is Melech L'Moyev Beisahi. They're teaming up. Each one of them has an agenda, what they want to accomplish. The Megal HaMukis writes, but Eisasa brings others, Bilam b'miluyah, if you spell out Bilam, Beis is Beis Yud Tov, Lamed, Lamed Mem Dalet, Ayin, Ayin Yud Nun, and Mem is Mem Mem. The gematria of the entire Bilam b'miluyah is Tzorois. And there's a lot of other cheshbonis that he has over there, all the Shemes Havai, if you mitzarif, and the various Tzirufim, it comes out also to 696. He says it's a tikkun for this Tzorois. And the tikkun is B'Ritzois, Hashem, Dark Yish Gam Oyev, of Ritzois, is also the same. Now it's interesting, it's known as Parshas Balak or Vayar Balak. There are Parshas that the name of a person were given the name. In this that it's Makubal, that the name of a Parsha, we have Noyach, Yisroi, Koyrach, Balak, and Pinchas. It could have been Parshas Vayar. I mean, there's Parshas Vayera, Parshas Voera. But over here, Bilak was Zoicha. Balak was Zoicha. Rav Meir Pishlam said, why is he Zoicha? What's the greatest list? Because he's an Erlich Goy. He says straight out like it is. He's not trying to hide it. He says Esav son of Yaakov. He's not smearing it. Does a shine in Madrega. Now, there's an interesting Tshuvas Chasam Sofer in Yeridea, Simon Shin Nun Vav, where he writes that there's a fascinating Nechud over here. He says, how would we know, if not for the fact that the Torah was made, how would we know what was in a quiet, secluded meeting between Melech Moyev Echad and a certain Navi that they decided and had a Mezima to be able to be Mekalel and cause damage to Klal Yisrael. If not for the Torah was Megalah to us, we wouldn't have known it. Other events in the Torah that I mentioned are the Pirsum, and it's in front of a lot of people. This would never have been known. Nor it's a chelik of Emunah, that it's a chelik of the Torah, that it is a Metzias that happened. The Gemara says in Brachis, Bikshu Loimar Parshas Balak B'Kriyishma. There are many Pshatim why, but it could be because there's an element of Emunah over here. The Emunah of knowing of that this story happened. Now, who are these two players over here? Bilam ben Ba'ar. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kufhei, says, Ba'ar is Lavan. Flat out. Ba'ar is Lavan. And it's the same fellow as Kushan Rishasayim. Should this Gemara be understood in the Musagim of Gilgulei Neshamais, or should it be understood literally, is a big question in the Mefarshim. But the Gemara says that Ba'ar is Lavan, in which case, Bilam is the son of Lavan. Yaakov's brother-in-law. Okay. Bilam, some say, is Lavan, according to the Tanchuma in Parshas Vayetze, the Targum Yoinasin in Parshas Matthes. Bilam himself is Lavan. Others say it's a Yoitze Chalotzev of Lavan, and others say that again, it's to be understood just that he has the Neshama of Lavan. Now, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that there's a Machlaikis. On one hand, the Gemara says Bilam, when he was killed, at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar, that he was killed, it's Anshe Domim Umirma Lo Yechetsu Yemeyem, that he didn't even live a half of a life of 70 years, and therefore he died at the age of 33 or 34. Rashi already bavarns over there that this must be a Machlokes Tanoim, because there's a Gemara in Saita that says, Gimel Hayu Ba'oisei Eitza, there were three in the original Eitza of Paroi, of Hovan Ischak Maloi, Eoiv, Yisroi, and Bilam. Bilam is the one that gave the Eitza. Yisroi kept quiet. Yisroi was Barach. Eoiv kept quiet. If Bilam is the one that was by that Eitzah, then he must be hundreds of years old. So we happen to have a Machlaikas, Rashi says, if Bilam is this 33-year-old or he's Bem is hundreds of years old. Balak, it's brought down in Zoyar and various Midrashim that he was Mibnei Banav Shal Yisroi. I actually saw the Chidah brings down a Girsa in the Zoyar that he was the son of Yisroi. He was the son of Yisroi. Moshe Rabbeinu's brother-in-law. And Vaislais Yisroi had an eighth name besides the seven names we know him as. I guess he has a name, Sipar. According to the more simple Girsa in the Zohar, that he was the grandson of Yisrael, that means Yisrael, besides having a daughter, Tzipaira, also had a son, Tzipar. I'm not sure who was giving him those ideas. Now, Vayar Balak ben Tzipar. So the Balaturim says, what did Balak see that's causing him to go ask Bilam to help him out? Vayar Rosha Amd Loi Chama L'Moshe. We know the Gemara says that the Chama was Amd L'Moshe, also for Yeshua, also for Nagdim and Ben Gurion. But this is what he was Nespal about, that Moshe Rabbeinu has control of time. He can stop the Shah. And that's why we have a big issue over here, because Bilam's Koyach, we know the Gemara says in Brachas and Avodah Zarah that he was Yodea, the Oisoi Rega, oh, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koyach, and he knows how to tap into that Rega. But if Moshe Rabbeinu has control of time over here, we have a much more serious problem. He's in control of that time factor. Now, the Gemara says there was another Yid, another fellow, Nagdiman Ben Gurion, he also knew how to stop the Chama. It's interesting, the Gemara brings the story there in Tainus that Nagdiman Ben Gurion, he promised the Tsar to give him water for the Oile Regalim, and he said he'll fill up the wells by a certain time. It came the date, and he did not fill them up, and Difri owes him a lot of money. And then he davens, and a huge torrential downpour, and all the wells fill up. But then the guy tells him, Herzu, the wells filled up, but it's already after this month. We made up a deadline, and it's after. So he went in again, and he made another maifis. The sun came out. Makshim Oilem, that's a maifis. The sun came out, but it's already over this month. So Rabbi Yoel Misatmeri says, no, there litvag nitvashtanen. It was still day. It was still way before Zman Rabbeinu Tam. It was dark outside. Yeah, given some state to the guy, Darden. So the maifis was just to show that really it was still Vadai Yoim. Now, there's also a shaila when this event happens with Balak and Bilam. According to some of the Sfarim, it happens during Elul, right before Rosh Hashanah, and there are Dukim and the Psukim thereof. Another pshat, though, is that it happens on Shabbos. Bilam is Gematria Shabbos. Well, if the Mem is Gematria 600, an Endemem in the Mansapach system is Gematria 600, right? Tuf is 400, and then the Mem, Nun, Sadi, Chof, Pei, and the letters are worth 5, 6, 7, 800, 900, respectively. An Endemem is worth 600, and therefore Bilam is Gematria Shabbos. If you want to go the most simple way, that Mem of Bilam is worth 40, Balak ben Sipar, together with Bilam, is Gematria Shabbos, and they were trying to be tapping in Dafka to the Koyach of Shabbos and ruin it. Bilam Rosh Hatevis, Balavatel Oineg Menucha. They were coming to destroy this Inyan. Now we know the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, it compares the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu and Talmidim of Bilam Arasha. And the difference is that Talmidim of Avraham Avinu is Ayin Toiv Ruach Nemucha Nefesh Shefela. Talmidim of Bilam Arasha Ayin Ra Ruach Gavoya Nefesh Rechava. That Bilam has Groysa Sheifis, he wants Maloy Basic Kesef Azov. Now, Taka, just to mention, where do we see that it was during Elul? The Megala Mukas explains. It says, L'cha na orali. So, L'cha is, Lamed is the 30 days of Elul. Chaf is the 20 days from Tishrei to Lashana Rabba. And then the Hey is the letter of Tshuva. Na is the 51 days to Lashana Rabba. Ora li. Ora is Elul Rosh Hashanah. Li is the 40 days. And then in the Tzumi of Rosh Hashanah, it's Usruas Melech Boy. And during the Aser Simei Tshuva is when he tries to do the Kalola. And in the end, the Nepach Lebrocha ends up happening on Yom Kippur. That's the Cheshbon, the Megala Mukas makes. Now, they're having a Shakavatari, and Bilak and Balaam is asking him to try to turn Kalola. It goes like this. After Bilam gets told that he's going to have money and this, Lamaisa, when it comes to crunch time, he says, Lo ucha lasois ketana oy gedoyla.
The plastic is... No,
sorry. Lo ucha lasois ketana oy gedoyla. Where's that pasuk? Oh. Lo ucha lavares pi Hashem alikei lasois ketana oy gedoyla. I can't do nothing small or big. What does it mean, small or big? I want to say a few pshatim, maybe al derech drash, but what does it mean, this shakla v'tariya, that I can't do something small or big? It says that Bilam had a certain koyach to put something into a peh. And it says, Vayosem Hashem dover b'fi Bilam. The Medrash says, what could Hashem put into the mouth of Bilam? Either a resen or a chaka, which is different kind of muzzles that you put into an animal's mouth. But there's an interesting pshat from the Gro. He says, what's the difference between a resen and a chaka? He says one of them pulls the tongue of the animal out, lengthens, it's pulling it out, and one is pushing it in. Bilam wanted to use a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has a koyach of Midas Adin. Which name has a koyach of Midas Adin? Elohim, as an example, is Midas Adin. Alternatively, Yud K of the Yud K Vav K, just the Yud and the Hey is Midas Adin. At the other end, Aleph Lamed, just the Kale, Aleph Lamed, not the full name Elohim, is Rachamim. And of course, Yud K Vav K is Rachamim. Now, what happened is it got lengthened and shortened. Bilam is attempting to use the Midas Adin of Ka, Yud K. Hashem lengthens it, Gedoyla, turns it into Yud K Vav K. Alternatively, he's trying to use the word Elohim, Midas Adin, it gets shortened, Ketana, to Kale. This is said in the Pasuk. Mo ekoif loy kaboy kel, umo ezam loy zoam havaya, Hashem. Meaning the Elikim turned into kel, the ka turned into yud kevafi. But that's gedoyla and ketana based according to the gro. Now another pshat may be what it means, ketana and gedoyla. It's interesting. The Gemara says in Brachas Dav Zayin and Erev in Avodah Zarah Dav Gimel that Bilam had the power to tap into the rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry. So Tosis asks, it's one rega, and the Gemara says rega is kememri, it's a millisecond, it's a very, very minimal amount of time. So what can he do during that amount of time? So Tosis says two terutzim. One terutz is, Tosis says, he could say, kalem. Kalem, one word, destroy them. You could say that in a rega. Rega is three letters. Kalem. That's one terutz in Tosis. Oidi Eshloimar, Tosis says another terutz. Bilam knew the exact second that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry. But once he knows the exact second that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry, then he's able to start. Once he starts at that time, he can continue for longer. So Ulai, I want to suggest, that's what it means, Ketana or Gedoyla. Ketana is the first Teretz of Tosis, to say Kalein. Gedoyla is the second Teretz of Tosis, that once you start, it can go longer. Another pshat. I once saw, it says he could say kalem. Kalem is just one word, but the truth is kalem is really much bigger. Bilam's klal is turned into brachas. What are the three brachas Bilam says? Ki loy nachash v'yakov, that's the chaf. Loy ishkel v'yachazev, that's the lamed. And ma toiv o'elach yakov. So kalem itself is the short version. He can just say kalem. Or there's the longer version that he can actually spell out all those words. That's vayter, achas ketana, achas gedoyla. Another pshat I once saw, that Balak and Bilam have the letters of Amalek in it. You take out the base, the Lamed Kuf and the Ayin Mem of Balak and Bilam is Amalek. On one hand, Amalek, Rashis Goyim Amalek. Rosh HaTevis, Rega. That's the Rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kodesh. One Rega, Rashis Goyim Amalek. On the other hand, I saw this foreign bring down that Rak Ra Kol Hayoim is Soifei Tevis Amalek. So what's Amalek? 1 second, one Rega? Will you fall or rock, rock, olayoyim? It's both. He catches you at a moment, at a momentous moment, he catches you, and then you fall through the whole day. But the pshat is azoy, that's ketana u'gedoyla. There's the rock rega, there's the reishis goyim amalek, which is Rosh HaTevis rega, that's ketana. Or rachmana litzlan, after amalek catches you with that rega, he pulls it through the whole day. Now, just getting back to that Tosis says that Bilam could have either said kalein, or he could have said, once he starts, then he can continue. There's a chiddush ladina in the Aruch HaShulchan. I don't know if we pass him like that. A person has to daven before Zman Tefillah. If you start davening when it's still Zman, you can continue afterwards, even if it's beyond Zman. It's a big chiddush pashtus. You have to finish davening by the time of Zman Kriyash Mo Zman Tefillah. But the Aruch HaShulchan says it's telling the two terutzim of Tosfos. If you start at the Zman, you can continue beyond. Maybe that could also be Lagabe Tefillah. As I stay in the Aruch HaShulchan, not as Tefillah. I saw the Chassam Sofer brings. That what does Tosis say? What is Bilam? What is this curse going to be? One word, kalein. You know why it didn't work? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Egel already said, Va'achalein oisam karega. And Davka Fakert, because the Rebbeinu Shalom already said kalein, that kalein says, Yoytze given already. And you can't kalein them. I already kaleined them. Ame'en, Ahargosha, it's something scary to say. It's a thought that I heard from a lot of people. You have to know. We don't know Darkei Hashem. But the terrible unglick that happened almost 2 years ago on Simchas Torah, if Nistorim Darkei Hashem, the emesis, the plans of the Soinim, the few thousand Nuchbot that came out from Hamas was supposed to be the dessert, the Makeb HaPatish, after tens of thousands came from the north and from the other Medinas, and they were mamish the left, and the Ebershter decided that the Kalein happens that way. Yes, Rachmana Litzlan, thousands were killed, and it's a Shrekel Chazach, but Be'etzim Tomun in that, it's hard to say, was the Emes Tom and the Hatzalah, but the Tzrichim Lezboinim. Anyways, Bala calls up this Navi Bilam, and there's a famous Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara says all the names of the different authors of the Chav Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. And the Gemara says, amongst them, that Moshe Rabbeinu Kosaf Sifroi, the Chamisha Chamshei Torah, the Sefer Bilam. So I saw some Farshim say, there's a Sefer called Sefer Bilam. Bilam wrote a book. He has a book. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the author of that book. It's Bilam's book. But Parshas Bilam means the parsha of our parsha of Parshas Balak and Bilam. And of course, the obvious question is that everyone talks about. That's part of the Chamisha Chamshei Torah. What is this exclusive thing that Moshe Rabbeinu was Kosaf Sifroi and also Sefer Bilam? There's a famous pshat, there's many pshatim, but there's a famous pshat from Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin. He explains, Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is fundamentally different than the other Nevi'im in the sense that it was Aspaklari Ami'ira. Explains Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin. Every other Navi received his Nevuah in a certain form that it comes, that he has to translate it and be masigit. He sees it in a certain prism, but then he has to translate it. And he has be'etzim manipulative powers to maybe change it. As opposed to Nevuah Baspaklari Ami'ira, it's klar, it's direct Shechina Medaberes Mitach Groinai. There's no room for flexibility of change. Bilam, not because he deserved it, but because his whole plan was to take the Nevuah and warp it, change it, use it to his advances. The Abraham says, you know what? You have the Darag of Baspaklari Ami'ira. It is what it is. It's Matoy V'Elech Yaakov Gleich. Don't turn it into what you think you can. Bilam was necessarily given that darga, so he shouldn't avoid it. But therefore, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the whole Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Bereishis and Shmois. That's already from Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Yeah, but their Nevuah wasn't Aspaklari Me'ira, and Moshe Rabbeinu re-enhanced it to the level of Aspaklari Me'ira. Except for Parshas Bilam. Bilam, there was no need to do that, because Bilam already perceived it Aspaklari Me'iridik. Moshe Rabbeinu, Lashon HaRabbi Shua Leib, was Einoi Elakimatik. He was only cut and pasting. He was only, how do you say matik? He was only copying. It was a copy. The other Nevuas that he writes of Bereishis and Shemois is not a copy. Moshe Rabbeinu was upgrading it to the level of Nevuas Aspaklari Ami'ira. But Moshe Kosef Sifroi, the Sefer Bilam. Sefer Bilam, he's only being matik. Now, I don't know if he had a sense of humor, but Rav Shach in Avi Ezri writes this whole shtickle from Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, which is in this week's Parsha. It's in Hilchas Yisoyed HaTorah. And after writing the entire long shtickle, word for word, he said, Hinani Eini El Lahatik, as Divrei Rabbi Shua Leib, playing on the words lahatik. And he says, I just want to add one little knetch. And his knetch is, he says, Pshat the Akedah. Fascinating their error. What's the chiddush of the Akedah? That Avraham Avinu listens and to be Oikad Yitzchak. If the Rabbani Shalom tells you, he tells you, well, it's posh that you're going to do it. He said, no, but Avraham Avinu's Nevuah wasn't Aspaklari Ami'ira. He could maybe change it. And he has a reason to. As Bincha, as Chidcha, Asher Ahavta. But you told me I'm going to be Yitzchak Yikari L'Chazara. It's a stira. Let me make a shtickle Torah. It's Veidinim. You don't really mean. Ayin, Sarik. No, he took it kipshuta. That was the nesoyin of the Akeda. But after bringing and being matik, Rabbi Shua Leib Shtickle, he adds this. He adds this other pshat. Now, Lamais, on the other hand, we have, the Gemara says, Loikom b'Yisrael Navi Oid Ele Moshe, the only one that was parallel to Moshe's level, V'umas Ha'olam Bilam. Such a difference. And we see, as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos describes, the Talmidim of Bilam, such hashchose in Midos. And the other hand, Moshe, I saw brought down, the Ritva talks about it, when he talks about Yaakov and Esav, but this is a similar idea. I always give a mashal. I don't know if it's a story that happened or didn't, but there was twin brothers, identical twins, that both grew up with a very, very hard childhood. One of them became a chosh of a person, and a tzaddik, and a ish chesed, and the other one became mamish gangster gadol shel hamedina. And they interviewed both later in their lives, and each one was asked where and how, all the WH questions, how did you get to where you were? And the first one described at length the detailed, not so easy, as an understatement, childhood that he had, and then with a smile said, so did I have any other choice? And the second fellow, who was exactly the diametrical opposite, said the exact same story with the exact same details and ended off just with the same sentence. So did I have any other choice? So everyone has a choice. That's what a person has. A person has Bechira, V'hamev and Yov, and it's a fascinating thing. You can see it by the Zeh, L'uma Zeh. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Asara Dvarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Bein Ashmoshes Ve'eluhain, Pi Ha'aretz, Parshas Koirach, Pi Ha'Be'er, Parshas Chukas, Pi Ha'Asoin, Parshas Balak, Parshas Pinchas also has Pi Ha'Goyrol, but it's not Nivra Bein Ashmoshes. And then another list of things that were Nivra Bein Ashmoshes is Keshes, Mon, Mate, Shamir, Ksav, Michtov, and Luchois. Pi ha'asayin, the Mefarshim asks, what exactly does it mean that the Pi ha'asayin? Some want to learn that literally the asayin that Bilam is going on was created in Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, other from Beinash Moshes. Others say, no, the Koyach HaDibur, because the asayin had a Koyach HaDibur. That's a fascinating thing. That Koyach HaDibur was Beinash Moshes, but not the asayin itself. It's interesting because the Medrash says when Bilam is going with this asayin, it says, Anoichi asayin ha'sherechavt me'oyit ha'diyayim hazeh, Lashon of the Medrash, Mikan, that the asayin was older than him. Now, wow, how old was he? Machlaikas, some say he was only 33. Okay, so the Asin's 34. But if you learn he's hundreds of years old, we said it's a Machlaikas, then okay, the Asin's even older than him. Older than him could mean the other Pshat in the Mishnah, that literally it was Misheshes Yimei Bereishis. Now, he gets attacked, Bilam, and he's told, Almohi Kisa Es Asincha, why are you attacking the Asin? The Rambam, in Moir Nevuchim, and Grata the Sefer Hasidim, also writes this, also other Rishonim, but the Rambam in Moir Nevuchim writes, Nira, that the din of Tsar Bali Chaim Doi Raisa, the makar of Tsar Bali Chaim Doi Raisa is from this pasuk, Alomi Hikisa Es Asoincha. Now, at Hadvarim Yiduim, it's a pellet, the Gazach, there's a big sugin Baba Metzia, whether Tsar Bali Chaim is Doi Raisa, the Rabbanon. No one's saying it's a suggested nice thing to do, but it's a machlekes, is it Doi Raisa, the Rabbanon? The Rambam, Hilchas Ritzeach, Perik Yud Gimel, Allah Chates, Paskins, Tsar Bali Chaim, love Doi Raisa. There are enough communities that got to be the Cheshbon of Sugya. Like Abi Prika and Teina, which one has Kadima and various other factors. But there's a sugya, Tsar Bali Chaim deraisa de Rabbanon. The Rambam's paskening Tsar Bali Chaim de Rabbanon, and it's a stira to the Rambam in Moir Nevuchim that says Tsar Bali Chaim deraisa makar from Bilam. Interesting teretz I saw Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky brings down in MSB Yaakov. There are various malchim of the Chayim, but he wants to say Svei Dinim. There's literally when you're like Ba'achzorius beating up an animal, that avadas deraisa. And then there's various cases when you're not taking care of it so much, Prika, Teina. The various things of like watching it suffer and not being so much mason leiv to that, that might be a level of the Rabbanon. But in the source of Tsar Bali Chaim, the Raisa Gufa, there are many other Makairis. Rashi and Shabbos says, Mefurish, the Etzem Din of Ozev Taziv Imai is the Makar for Tsar Bali Chaim, the Raisa. Other Rishonim say it's learned that from Lysachris, Beshar, Vachamar, that also because the other animal is suffering. And there are various other Nidoinim about whether Tsar Bali Chaim is the Raisa or not. So Bilam is asked, what's going on? What's the deal here? And Bilam suddenly excuses himself. Ayomer Bilam al Malach Hashem. Chatosi, ki lo yadati, ki ata nitzav lekrasi. I apologize, I didn't realize you were in front of me. But listen to the Lashon. Chatosi, ki lo yadati. I'm going to say a fascinating zach. There's a story with Reb Chaim Tzanzer. He once heard about a certain yid that was suffering in a different village. And he went to the Rav of that little village, whatever. And he went to the Rav and he said, Herzu, there's a yid in your kehillah here. He's suffering. He has a parsha, he has a tzara, he has an inyan. And the Rav Tzach Chizev said, I didn't know. He said, I didn't know was not an answer. You're supposed to know what's going on. Chatosi, ki lo yadati. Now just as an aside, we talked about it last week. We spoke how Paraduma Bahagdora means lo yadei. I don't know. It's a choik. That's why it's metahir. Right? It's mechsakin for the chet of Eitz Hadas when a guy says, I know. No, you don't know. I know that I don't know. That's all in Ben Adam Lamokah, in his batlas to the Rabbanish level. When it comes to Ben Adam Lachaveira, I didn't know. That's the problem, not the solution. Why didn't you know? Gebachting. See what's doing with another yid. See what's doing with someone else. Notice someone else's issues. Now, the big makar of karbonis, the whole series of karbonis, there's all kinds of, in the Sfarim, talk about what these karbonis represented. Now, it's interesting. The first time it says Bullock and Bilam were makar of the karbonis, but the next times it says Vaya, Loshen Yochid, only Bullock was Makar of the Karbonis. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Time of the Krah, fascinating. Goinus Pipshat, he says the first time they were Makar both together, but then afterwards Bilam lost an eye, Shesum Ha'oyin. And as such, he's a Balmum, and even by a Benoyach, by a Bama, but if you're a Mechusser Aver, you're Pasul for Akrova, and that's why after the first time Bilam wasn't able to be Makariv, so only Bullock was able to be Makariv. Now it says afterwards, Bilam says, Vayelech Shefi. The Chassam Sofer brings that. The Alshach brings this also. Others that Shefi is Rosh HaTevis. Shmeinom. Sorry. Pitom V'yenom. Chazal V'goizer on the Bonois. On Goyim. Not to eat from their Shemen. Pass and Yayim. So you shouldn't come to the Bonois. You shouldn't come to Avodah Zarah. So Vayelech Shefi. This is already Nirmaz in the Shaklav Atari. What he's trying to do. That he's going to chepper them with these inyanim. Now, if you count up the karbonis, Bilam was makar 42 karbonis. So, fascinating horror. Avada, his matara was to be makala klal Yisrael. And if his kalala would be correct, he would have killed 42 people. That was the kalala, 42. Moshe Rabbeinu, anti this, went and davened. And the Moshe, the kalala didn't happen. Neither by Pinchas, or Eli, or Shmuel, or David, Elio, Elisha. In the times of Elisha, there's a whole story where the people are mezalzel in Elisha. And they say, Alei kerech, to shepherd him. And he sees them by Yareim, Elisha sees them by Yekalaleim. Vateitzen eshtayim dubim in a yar, came out dubim from the yar. Vatefkana mehem arboyim ushnayim yilodim. 42 people are killed. That's connected. He tapped into that klol, as I state in the svarim. Hein am kelovi yokum. It's so interesting. Chassam Sofer, Klal Yisrael is like a lovi. Rashi, of course, says that they get up to daven Kriyas Shema, Tfilin, Tzitzis, you know, Mevetzichah. Kelovi is Rosh HaTevis. It pasuk in Tehillim. Kiloi becharbom yirshu aretz. Don't think it's with the cherev. Kelovi is kiloi becharbom yirshu aretz. V'hamevin. You have another Rosh HaTevis, pasuk in Shmuel. Kelovi, kiloi bekoyach yigbar ish. A person has to know that the koyach is with the koyach of Matoivu Elach Yaakov, with the koyach of Torah, and we have to realize that. Now, in the beginning, Bilam and Balak are trying to bring karbanis. When it didn't work, and they tried two or three times, in the end, they switched to a new tactic of being machshel Klal Yisrael and Znus. What happened that they didn't come up with this plan right away? The Chassam Sofer says a fascinating pshat. There's a machlokes if chazaka is after two times or after three times. And he says like this. He says, Bilam and Balak are having a shaka batar, and they say, listen, chait, and being machshel Klal Yisrael and chait, and having them have a mapola from that, we already had Egel, and we already had Meraglim, and we see twice they were choite, and they didn't fall because of that. So we got to try something else. So let's try karbonis. So they bring karbonis once, twice. And then he stops. And then it goes like this. Balak says, I want to try a third time. Bilam says, listen, I hold chazakas twice. It's a river. Balak says, no, I hold three times. So he tries a third time with the karbonis. Doesn't go. Then Bilam tells him, l'shitascha, that a third time still a chance for chazaka. I see you brought karbonis a third time, and it fell through. Okay, let's go back to chait. It's not mochrich that chait is nimchak yet. We still have a chance maybe to be mappled then with chait. L'shitascha, that a third time is still good. And that's why he tries a third time. And I don't know if this is remez or just cute, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin, when it describes the chait of Benois Midyan, there was a zakena selling clothes, and inside a tzeira that was selling for cheaper, and then he would come in, and then she would give him wine, and eventually it comes to Avodah Zarah, Tznus, the whole thing. The lashon of the Gemara is, as they were competing in the price, the zakena would say a price for the garment. The yalda oimeris lebepachis shnayim oishalish pa'amim, and time and again, the younger one, the prettier one, was saying a cheaper price. Shnayim oishalish pa'amim. That's because the machlokes is it twice or three times? That's the Gemara's hadgasha, whether it was shnayim or shalosh pa'amim. It says v'heim aboichim, they're crying. There's a magefa, things are happening, and there's a magefa. V'heim aboichim. The Targum Yonis says v'heim aboichim. They were saying kriyishma. Okay, there's a mukhama, people are dying. Was the etzah medavzak kriyishma? The Paradis Yosef brings the davar nifla from Rab Michal Ber Weissmandel. Murder the Gazach. He makes a cheshbon, very complex cheshbon, how many Yidden were in Klal Yisrael before this Magefa, and how many after. And he works out that in the difference between when they counted Klal Yisrael with the Levium, from the first time to the next time, there's a discrepancy of 1,120. But you have to take out the Mekoshish and the Mekalel, because those are two people that were killed, and you're left with a discrepancy of 1,118. That's Gematria, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So that's what it means. V'heim aboichim, they were saying, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It means to allude to the 1,118 members of Klal Yisrael that had fallen through the Magefa. Now, Vayeshev Yisrael b'shitim v'yochel ha'om liznois. Shitim is, the Aruch Hayim explains, loshut, letayel. A person goes on a trip. He wants to shatu ha'am. They're surfing around. And we have to be careful not to do that and to blibe in the Beis Medrash and the Siyata Dishmaya. We should be nitzel from kol, mine, peronios, especially in Chodesh Tamaz and Av, which is keneged einayim, eini, or domayim. We have to be metar our einayim. And it's a zman, even, we're going to be starting Shiva Sabbatam as the Yemei Bein HaMetzarim, it's a zman of Bechi also. But it should be a reina bechi, a bechi that comes from einayim, that see what they should and don't, what not. Vizel.